Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, January 24th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At part two in 4:30 today, we're going to talk with Roxanne Filtz, Director of Curriculum and Instruction over at Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. Looking forward to talking with Roxanne, as we are looking forward to talking to our good friend, Peggy Kurth, Volunteer Coordinator with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. Peggy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to above zero temperature.
Yes. It's funny how we the term warm means something different this time of year than it does in the summer, doesn't it? You know, we'll take it 20 does. Degrees. That's warm to us. That's
it is.
Peggy, appreciate the notes in the topic this week. This is a really good one, you know, something that I don't feel like we get the chance to talk about nearly enough. Let's dive right into volunteer. Your main topic for today?
So my main topic that I thought I'd focus on is talking about the connection between gratitude and volunteering, and how gratitude can actually have a ripple effect that, you know, kind of spreads out from when you notice something and you're grateful for something and you tell someone, especially if you're grateful for something they did, it not only impacts you because you feel good about identifying that and sharing, but you're also you know, creating this connection with this other person, their self-esteem gets a boost, and it just kind of makes you look at things a little differently and want to identify more of that.
Mm-hmm. You know, certainly I think one of the first, when I saw this come across, the very first thing that popped in my head was how much we talk about mental health these days and how important it is. And it's a great focus, and I'm really, I'm proud that we're doing that as a society. And as I mentioned many times when I talk about this, now the real work comes in. You know, we've kind of did some of the heavy lifting with just getting this topic in common conversation, and we're not talking about it in a hushed voice anymore. But now some of the heavy work goes in, and I think of things that you can almost guarantee, hey, this is going to help my mental health, hey, this is going to make me feel good. And when it comes to volunteering, there aren't many things that are going to make you feel better in this world than volunteering, especially with the ADRC and doing the work that you're doing over there with something like that. It popped in my head right away. There's so many advantages to this, but that was one of the first ones I thought of.
Exactly. You've explained it really well.
I gave you nothing to talk about. I gave you nothing. Took it all from you.
Okay, so I have nothing more.
No, it really is. I imagine you can speak to this pretty well, though, because you could hopefully experience this quite a bit.
Oh, definitely. And actually, right now, we are looking at talking about ways that we express our gratitude to the volunteers that do countless hours for us here at the ADRC. We thank them all the time, but every year we like to do some kind of recognition or appreciation. So we're looking at what we're going to do this year, because April is Volunteer Appreciation Month. Mm-hmm. And I was looking through notes that get shared when people who receive Meals on Wheels, when they send a contribution in, they will also jot some notes down. And sometimes it can be like, you know, less Brussels sprouts and more steak or something like that. But most of the time they are expressing their gratitude for the service, but also more importantly for the people who are bringing them the meals and the connection they make with them. And I was just reading through like about a year's worth of ones, trying to, you know, pull some stories here and there, and my self-esteem rose by the time I was done reading.
That's
all
awesome.
Of these thank yous, and sincere wishes from people. And sometimes it was from a family member, like a son or daughter who parent had passed on, and they were sending a note about how impactful getting the meals were. But besides the nutrition, it was that volunteer who also came and said hello and talked to them, and maybe that was the only time they talked with someone that day.
Yeah.
So it is really, yeah, it can have a big impact on your overall well-being by volunteering. It can raise, you know, if you're kind of in a funk or feeling a little more isolated, it definitely helps you create a connection with other people who are there for the same reasons you are. Mm-hmm. And it just, yeah, I can't say enough. It just can improve how you feel about yourself and how you feel about other people. And maybe if there's some not so nice things going on, you know, that you're dealing with at that point in your life, it can help maybe get you out of focusing on that for a little bit, or maybe it gives you a way to have a new perspective.
Yeah, and oh, you hit it. There was the word I was going to mention. To me, I think the older you get, the more you realize one of the best friends you can have is perspective. And so many of us, the loudest voice and the one that bothers us the most is that voice in our head. And you had a line in here that I thought was really important. And we shift our focus from what is lacking to what is present. And I know doing a lot of volunteering in my life since I was young to now, that is one of the things that I always look forward to. I like to do things for others. I like to do things for, just because it feels good and all that. But I won't lie to the audience either. As a classic overthinker, which I am, when I'm volunteering, I'm not overthinking. When I'm volunteering, my focus is just on what I'm doing. And not only do I feel good from it, but I'm taking a break from my, issues, my struggles or what have you. I'm out of my own head a little bit. I joke about being an overthinker, but I don't think there's many people out there who aren't overthinkers. I think most of us have this issue. You're volunteering, you're locked into what is going on right now and focusing on that. And it can really give you that breather, that break from things that you can use.
Yes. And I think, you know, there's so much going on on a daily basis throughout the world, and it can be like what we see can be all of the, you know, terrible things that are happening or negative things. So being able to pull yourself out of having maybe that on or reading about that all the time is doing something for someone else, or, you know, coming in, volunteering. And because, I mean, honestly, we have volunteers in a lot in different areas that help us, but our nutrition program wouldn't exist without them. We wouldn't be able to do it.
I know for me, whenever I feel overwhelmed or I think there's so much negativity out there, there's a phrase that I try to remember and I try to live by, and be the good. If you don't think there's enough good in the world, put some in it. You know, can do that through volunteering. Not everybody can cure polio. Not everybody can do something that impacts the whole entire world. But if you do something in your neighborhood, your community, you will see that stuff, people can build on that, and the community next to that one, and that one. And before you know it, you've had a huge effect on this, whatever it is that you're working on and volunteering with. We're speaking with Peggy Kurth, volunteer coordinator with our ADRC of CW. And Peggy, there are a close connection too with volunteering and gratitude that I thought was very interesting that you were talking about in your notes here a little bit.
Yes. So and I'm sure people have heard about gratitude and the benefits that it has when you focus on the things that you're grateful for, even taking a little bit of time each day and maybe coming up with three things that happened during that day or three things that you're grateful for. Over time of doing that, it can change your it can change how you view things, and you end up starting to find a whole lot more things that you're grateful for, like the good things. Which I, because I've had that happen when I've really focused on doing that for a period of time, I'm kind of amazed, because sometimes I can be a glass half empty person. So it definitely has, is an important tool that we can use. And when it kind of helps along with that, what we were talking about with volunteering, you kind of take your focus off maybe any something that's bothering you to what you're doing in that moment. And that's what also focusing on gratitude does. So when, if you're struggling trying to find things that you think that you would be grateful for, if you do consider volunteering, I think, again, like when you go out there and whatever it is you choose to do as a volunteer, you meet new people who are also there. You know, they're not getting paid to be there. They're there because they want to be there and they want to help. And that that's kind of that ripple effect where you are around other people who are doing, you know, really good things for the community, and that makes you feel good and makes them feel good, and it it just kind of ripples out from there. So other people then will see you volunteering or being grateful, and that encourages them to do that too. So then you've got this whole like community-wide effect that happens.
I think if you think about this a little bit like laughter and how contagious laughter can be, you're in a movie theater or you're watching a play and, you know, a bunch of strangers start laughing at something and you catch yourself laughing at it. It's an energy. And in this volunteering, it is, and it's an energy in itself, and it really does, you know, lead into other things and go into other stuff. I think an extension of what you're talking about, just piggybacking off of it, Peggy, is one of the things that stands out to me is when you volunteer, it doesn't, that good feeling doesn't stop when you leave the building or leave the place that you volunteered at. That carry that with you, not just the rest of the day, but the weeks ahead and going forward. It's something that you can lean on, especially in tougher times. And reminding yourself of these things and going back to that good feeling, it's there for you, and it doesn't have an expiration date. It stays.
No, it doesn't, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's, there's not
one
a ton
thing
of
that shouldn't have an expiration date.
Yeah. There's not a ton of things like that in life. It's nice to have that one.
No.
I feel like we have done, and you have done a really nice job of giving people reasons and encouragement to volunteer. Let's give them some opportunities to volunteer, if you don't mind, Peggy. Let's talk about some of the good opportunities you guys have over at the ADRC.
Well, one, and I know I kind of put that at the top, but it's also a volunteer opportunity. We do have an advisory committee that, because we cover four counties, Wood, Marathon, Lincoln, and Langlade, we have people on this advisory committee from all of those counties, and they're community members who are interested in kind of being the eyes and ears for our agency on what's going on in their community for regarding older adults and adults with disabilities. So they come to the table, we'll bring feedback. If we're looking for information maybe on a new strategy or something, they will often go out in their community and gather the information and come back. So we are so grateful for the people who volunteer to be on our advisory committee. And Aaron Wells, our director of aging and wellness, I don't know if I just got her title right or not. She's my boss. I should have it right. But she's the one who coordinates the advisory committee and the meetings. So it's not a big time commitment. It's held every other month on the fourth Wednesday from 10 until about noon. And we, Aaron has been rotating the meetings in person among all of our offices. So it's not always in one location. But if people don't want to travel, we, you know, have a virtual option to like, you know, connect to the meeting that way. And we are looking for someone in Wood County because we had someone who just came off the committee.
And I'm glad you mentioned it about the time commitment, because we always like to bring that up with volunteering and keep that in mind with really all the things we're mentioning with the ADRC and volunteer opportunities. They work with you on schedules. They work with you on time. And when it comes to impacting your community, all the options we're going to give you are really great ways to impact it and volunteer. This is one of the bigger ones that you can really make an impact and really do some great work in your community and paying it forward in many ways, I feel, where you're doing stuff that you, you know, collecting information or doing things that you may be using yourself one day. And so I think that that's a kind of a cool thing and also something important to keep in mind with it. If Peggy, people are interested in this position or interested in volunteering for this, how should they find out more? Who can they contact?
They can contact our agency or contact Aaron Wells at our agency. Our toll-free number is 888-486-9545. Or if you go to our website, there is a page, an area where you can click on that talks about our board of directors and then our advisory committee, and it has all the information on there.
It's a great website, and we'll make sure to get it out there before we wrap up today. But there is a one that flies through, and you can just click on it, and brings you right to volunteer opportunities, and it gives you a little details about some of the things that we're going to talk about right now, because there's a bunch of different volunteer opportunities as we're wrapping up, Peggy, to touch on.
Yes. Yes. So the other volunteers opportunities we have, some of them are in our nutrition program, and those tend to be focused, of course, on food and interacting with older adults. So in Wisconsin Rapids at Centralia, we have a senior dining site that we serve lunch for those who are 60 and older and who want to come together and have a meal with other people and conversation and fun. So we do have volunteers that come in and help get the table set up. And when people arrive, they help serve people their meal and get them coffee or milk or whatever it is that they're drinking. And then they help also like with cleaning up and getting everything ready for the next day. So that time frame is it's Monday through Fridays from about 10 to 1. But again, Jane Orcott is our dining site manager, and she's wonderful. So she is really easy to work with. And if somebody can't do that full time frame, she's very flexible with making it work for you. At that same location, that's where the meals are packaged for the Meals on Wheels routes. So we have volunteers. Our food actually comes from Norwood. So we have a driver that picks it up in Marshfield and drives it over to Rapids. So they bring in the food and it's already prepared, but it needs to be packaged into individual trays and sealed and then like arranged in the different routes that are going out that day. So volunteers help with that. And that's like from about 9:30 to 9:45-ish. And then we have volunteers who come in to pick up the meals and deliver a route. So that might mean they have anywhere from 10 or 12 to 15 or 18 stops on a route. And they have insulated bags with the hot food and the cold food and clipboard with all the instructions on where they're going. And they deliver the meals and then bring the bags back to the Centralia. And that usually can be an hour to about an hour and a half. So about 10:30 to noon. And again, like I said, the important, besides delivering the meal, it's also kind of that check-in on a person. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's not answering, they will contact our office and then we start investigating, trying to find out what's going on to make sure that person's...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a vital part of it. And I will just add on to that. You will also make new friends. You will make great friends. I put my name on that. Doing Meals on Wheels a little bit that I had the chance to. I still remember the relationships I made. They're amazing people that you'll be working with and helping and getting the chance to get to know. There is senior dining site work as well that can be they can always use help with. And lead fall prevention program. Get training to lead a group, educating programs and stuff again that might help you eventually one day. We all could maybe use to learn a little bit more about prevention and from falling and some of that. And so many other great opportunities are waiting for you at the ADRC of CW. And Peggy, as we're letting you go here, I just want to thank you and the crew over there so much. Please say hi to everybody, and I'm wishing you guys a great weekend.
I will. Thank you. You too.
You can find out more by going to their website, adrc-cw.org, adrc-cw.org. Otherwise, give them a call, 715-261-6084, 715-261-6084. Thanks again, Peggy. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.